This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
He was a father of six, a dentist, a man with a carefully polished image. And according to prosecutors, he was also a killer. And now also, according to a jury, he did it. The man who spent 10 days slowly poisoning his wife, Angela, while smiling beside her hospital bed. Now, after weeks of testimony, closing arguments have come in, and the jury has made their decision. James Craig is guilty of murdering Angela Craig. So we're going to break this down. I want to break down what the closing argument points were in this case and just kind of discuss how one could go either way with some of these, if they could go either way with some of these. Because if you'll remember, if you know, I didn't know if you know or not, maybe you're finding this out for the first time. They did not put up any sort of defense.
Other than him being a broken man.
Yeah. It was just, he's a messed up guy. And we're going to let everything stand on its own. Well, that didn't work out so well. Now, did it?
No.
So, yes, he is officially the killer dentist. Let's start with the prosecution's opening move. They put a photo of Angela Craig on the screen and told the jury, Angela Craig is innocent. The only person who says otherwise is this man. And then they pointed directly at James Craig. They were trying to paint Angela, essentially, throughout most of this, as a troubled person, someone who had alleged that they were going to commit suicide and that it was a game of chicken with poison. All of them were in on it. And the thing is, the only person who has that story of the chicken suicide game is James Craig. There's no note. There's no witness. There's no plan. Just his version of reality crafted after she was already dead. That whole concept there was something that really kind of got me from the start on this. This idea that he bought his wife cyanide, like almost as a, hey, honey, whenever you feel like pulling the ripcord, I gotcha. I mean, that's insane. I mean, and for a jury to try and believe that idea, I don't know how you get there.
That's devotion. That says, you know, that is the ultimate in the Hallmark card section. I love you so much that I would purchase cyanide for you so that you could have a painless death instead of, you know, having to slit your wrist or otherwise.
Is that devotion or is that insanity? I don't think that's devotion.
Sometimes it's a fine line.
I think it gets into delusional behavior it's one thing. I can see this argument being made if they're dying. Like if it's,
yeah,
you know, if
mercy killing.
Yeah. Like if they're, you know, but not dying of depression, but dying like as in stage four cancer dying. And it's okay. We gotta, you know, I get that. I understand that. But this idea where it's, you know, it's not even a mercy kill. It's just, if you're feeling up to it today, if you're or down to it today, I guess, depending on how you look at it, here it is for you. That's, I don't know what the hell that is. That seems a very detached emotionally from reality. The goal, I think, would be there to help the person, not to enable unhealthy thinking.
I don't understand how a person, especially a medically trained person, can get to this level of, mm-hmm. I don't even know what the word is, depravity. I mean, mm-hmm. You've taken an oath to treat human beings a certain way. I mean, dentists take oaths, you know, that mm-hmm. they will, you know, do no harm. They're doctors. Mm-hmm. And yet that's exactly what he did here. You know, it's not like he's ever going to practice again, but it just seems very odd that you can spend your life trying to alleviate pain for others. If you've ever had a toothache or something go wrong with your mouth, it's very painful. And you lean on your dentist for help. And it just seems very odd that that he would go down this path instead of just calling it quits. Mm-hmm. He must have had a lot to lose. He has more to lose now than just a paycheck and just money.
There's that. And the thing is, they had all those kids together too. I mean, this was a fruitful Mormon family, I guess you could say. So there obviously was a spark there at some time to reproduce at this level.
Hard to say. I mean, people change. People do things where you just shake your head and go, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think the only thing that would, I don't even know. The motives that the prosecution laid out, he didn't want to lose money in a divorce. That was a big one. He didn't want to lose his image as a devoted husband. And he didn't want to give up his affair.
Oh my God. When life imitates art and art imitates life.
Yeah. I mean, they told the jury Craig wasn't just trying to get out of a marriage. He was trying to get out without consequences. Angela was ready to leave, allegedly, but he wanted to look like the good guy, as people often do. Narcissists, specifically. Borderlines are in that category quite a bit as well, where it's just straight-up image. And ain't nothing gonna crack that. Nothing. And it's kind of amazing the lengths that some will go to.
And I don't have anyone making smoothies for me. I get all of my protein shakes. They are sealed.
Yeah.
They're sealed tops. They have the aluminum peel thing that I have to peel off. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So
you got your own, your smoothie safe. I think that should be a new sticker that people should put under their refrigerators, like husbands and wives that are having rough times. This is a smoothie safe household. Only I will make my own smoothies.
Forgive me. I don't mean to be making light of it, but one thing I do want to point out, just because I come from morning show background, we always threw in our own personal stuff. Mm-hmm. The amount of times that I've opened up news on either my phone or computer and seen almost like a scene out of my life, from Coldplay to this, I almost can't take it anymore. I messaged my doctor like 5 minutes before we started saying, can we look at medication? Cause here's what's happened to me in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. And I can't fucking take it anymore. Like I need help. The Coldplay thing about wrecked me. If you don't know about Coldplay, go look.
The couple that got caught
busted
cheating
at a Coldplay concert, having an affair. Mm-hmm. On camera, the camera thing is the thing I'll point out. And then this case where you've got a very professional person having an affair, but not wanting to lose a lot of money in a divorce. It's just like, I'm not going to go into great detail, but can we find some different stories, please?
Well, the emotional turmoil, I don't know that you want, because I mean, the thing is, the stories, I mean, you're not dead, so that's a plus.
No, I'm not. And nobody's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I think that's the furthest thing from his mind, but it's just, the parallels are just chipping away at my soul. Like, stop it. Can we just do like a regular murder case? Like some, you know,
there is no such thing as a regular murder case. I mean,
I'm seeing that.
Yeah. I mean, and you will see parallels. It's like when you see the number 666, it stands out. It's been there all the time. Or it's like 9/11. You know, we lived through 9/11, you know, actually together in the same place on the same day. Yeah. And you know, that digit never really stood out to me a whole lot, other than, oh, it's 911, you know, because you're, you know, thinking of calling 911. But after that, you'd think you'd see it in all these different places. But it's really just because it's standing out to you, because it's more top of mind and it's more impactful with what's going on in your world. And trauma does that. That's what's going to make it more impactful. So, yeah,
So thank you for indulging me, because as I'm sitting here and you're telling the story, I'm just like, my God.
Hey, stop. I cannot listen. I can empathize with that, because there has been a gazillion cases that we've covered here over the last several years where honestly, my own experiences with narcissists and borderlines have come in quite handy, because I can speak to what it's like living through that as the partner and surviving narrowly. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess. You know, it's a cliche old statement, but it's true. And turn the lemons into lemonade, you know. You're in that situation, and you nearly get killed. You can relate to the stories better. You can have a little more insight on what the hell's going on.
Did you ever think that that your life experience would lend itself to where you are now?
No, I never thought my life experiences would be containing the experiences that are on some of those shelves. And I could have done without, really. It's not like, oh, we added these and I'm really great that we had these experiences. It's like, I could have done without some of that, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
The motive in this, it certainly wasn't going to hold up for me. And it obviously did not hold up for the jury as well. Was it just ego and cowardice driving Craig, or was it... Was it something deeper? I'm going to go with personality disorder. I'm going to guess. I mean, other people who've talked to him, the way he exhibits, the way he he's that guy. All about the image. If you just look at the social media of him prior to this, he's got that that shit-eating grin. I guess you could say. I call it almost the radio grin. You know, like where you got to really ham it up for the, hey, I'm having a great time, you know? And then the second, like, okay, I'm done. you're off. He turned it on, I guess, so to speak, every time that there were cameras around. And it wasn't just a, having a good day. It was a, this is the best day of my life smile. And he kind of sold it. Some people can really sell that well. And apparently he did, you know, to a lot of people on the outside, but on the inside, everything was falling apart. The prosecution moved into the method fairly quickly in closing arguments. They said Craig started with arsenic, then cyanide, then Visine, which I got to say, this case had taught me that Visine doesn't only get the red out.
I struggle to think about how this product is, you know, it's like $6-$7. Maybe it's less than that. And you can freaking kill people with it. There's a lot of things out there that you can kill people with. I mean, if you really wanted to do it, you could just walk into a hardware store and pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
But this is readily available. This is at gas stations. This is at grocery stores. And you really can't detect it in somebody's drink.
No, I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, I could see somebody being, you know, silly and not having any, just thinking it's like, you know, like salt water, basically. And just messing around going, oh, this is delicious, you know, and pretend and like drink the Visine bottle thinking they're just drinking some salt water to get a laugh, and then it turns out, well, that shit will kill you.
See, I want to look up...
How much Visine does it take?
Well, I'm afraid to look that up because of my circumstances right now. If, God forbid, something happened...
Tell you what, I'll Google... I'll take the Google hit for searching up a killing method. How much... V-I-S-I-N-E?
Yes. I'm not even going to give you the chemical name. It's
I couldn't even have to say it.
Yeah, don't. I mean, it is a dangerous, dangerous drug. It's a vasoconstrictor. So what it's doing is it's constricting the veins, and it shuts things down if it's... I mean, it's very strange that you can put it in your eyes and you're fine, but if you ingest it, I mean, it just tells you how complex the body is. Mm-hmm. just really does.
Wow. Okay. Well, the first thing I got when I asked ChatGPT was the suicide and crisis hotline. Then I said, no, it's for a news story. Oh, thanks for clarifying. Okay, a lethal dose is not, you know, definitively established, but toxicity has been reported with as little as 1 to 2 milliliters in children. Okay?
Is that ingesting it, or is
that's ingesting
instilling
it.
In the eyes?
That's ingesting it.
Okay.
Which is scary as shit, because it's a squeezy bottle.
Yeah.
And milliliter?
What, like a 1 mil bottle?
Boom.
Is that how it comes?
And it's tiny. I'm surprised more people don't die from Visine each year. I'm going to ask that too.
It's a wonder it's on the market. I mean, I almost feel like it should be, even if it's prescription.
I mean, I get anything could be, there's no exact annual figures of Visine deaths or with that as the active ingredient.
So get this, Visine, like the multi-action allergy eye relief, it comes in a half fluid ounce container.
Yeah, it's not much.
If a kid were to ingest that entire bottle, they're done.
That bottle would kill you. I mean, yes, an adult's ingesting, it's not much more for adults, honestly. And we're talking milliliters, which are not large. 5 to 10 milliliters, around a teaspoon. So you drink that bottle, you're going to die.
Yeah. Now, wasn't there some prank? And I'm afraid to even look this up because of the shit in my world. But couldn't you put a drop in somebody's drink and then they'd have like explosive diarrhea? I mean, wasn't there some?
I've never heard of that.
I had heard of that like probably a decade ago.
Yeah.
That you could put Visine in somebody's drink, not a toxic level, but just enough to cause horrific.
Fucking teaspoon is a toxic level. There, what?
No, that was a laxative.
No, there is no level. I mean, a teaspoon will kill you.
Yeah.
So you can't just like, well, put a drop. That's a fucking teaspoon for a lot of people. You go squeeze that shit, that's a teaspoon.
Well, a teaspoon's a...
No, you, what, a tablespoon mils? Is big. A teaspoon's about the size of a nickel.
Yeah, I mean, you're toying with the possibility of snuffing out a life.
In terms of volume, about a nickel. A tablespoon would be 4 nickels.
Yes.
So that's the difference in viscosity. Is that what the right word for me? I don't know. Of whatever, depth to this, or how much you would need. It doesn't take much. And effects take place within, it says... 15 to 30 minutes, rapidly absorbed.
That's pretty horrific.
My God.
And it's I don't want to be giving anybody ideas. We're not. This is all stuff that's readily available on the internet. But it's terrifying that is at every drugstore, at every grocery store, gas stations, convenience stores, it's available. So again, another reason to cover your drink when you're out at a bar, you don't know.
Well, I don't think somebody's going to try and kill you with Visine at a bar. The goal there, if somebody's doing that, is not to kill. It's to, although I guess it's a thing. I don't know.
Case we're following in Arkansas, someone went to a park to kill somebody.
That's true.
I mean, they could have just assaulted them.
It can show up in toxicology screenings, but only if specifically tested for. Routine hospital and emergency toxicology panels do not typically test for it. I wonder how many people die each year from Visine. That, they died so young. Yeah, it was just natural causes.
Maybe not.
I bet there's a lot of fucking Visine deaths out there that nobody is the wiser to. Each time Angela got sick, he allegedly tweaked the dose. And when that didn't work, they say he used a syringe to inject cyanide directly into her IV in the hospital.
Boy, that's gutsy.
He even, I get shivers thinking about it. He put on scrubs and looked like one of the hospital employees to get into the room and be as undetected as he can. But other people did recall seeing the guy in scrubs, but nobody thought anything else other than, oh, well, this must be, it must work here, something. They showed a blurry surveillance image of him entering her room with what looked like a syringe. Moments later, Angela crashed. Just after that, Craig is texting his mistress. Talk about wanting to get to that that serotonin hit really fast.
Can I say something really gross and stupid here?
What?
That pussy must have been really good. That comes from the heart, baby. That's as bold as I'm going to get. Tony's just like, oh, God, woman, why do you have to go there?
I don't think there's any of that is good enough for this. Yeah, at least to any sort of healthy brain, it wouldn't be.
Right? Is it worth throwing away your life, someone else's life, and taking away a parent from your children?
Well, look, even like the worst person I know or people who have, I don't wish them death. I mean, no, I don't. I mean, there are certain people, I guess I would wish that, but there's people I don't know. It's like out there in the ether, meaning like, you know, on a national stage of some sort. But I, anyone that's in my life or has been in my life, I can't say I've ever wished them death. I've wished just to have them not in my life, but you go do your thing and leave me the F alone. But I think to cross that line where you're like literally contemplating it, it's like, that's a scary place to be. That would be a very scary place to be. The hospital footage, circumstantial or compelling? Well, it certainly compelled the jury. And then you got the digital trail. This is where the state dropped a lot of receipts. How to make murder look like a heart attack. Google.
Oh.
Legal dose of cyanide. How much arsenic to kill a human? Add to that online poison purchases. Because who knew you could get cyanide through Amazon? Prime Day deals. Fake email accounts tracking his cyanide shipment. And an iPhone timeline note written after the police showed up. Lying out the suicide cover story that sounds very, very scripted. So do you buy that these were just research efforts? Because that's what they're trying to spin it as. Or clearly the premeditation that it was. It almost sounds ridiculous to say it now, especially now that there's a guilty verdict, that they were trying to spin it that way. They're trying to spin this as, he's just researching. Does he do a true crime podcast? Because other than that, or unless you're in like poison control, I don't really know why you would be looking up those things.
Right.
I mean, odd things strike me all the time to search for. Like, can you buy a piece of the set from Perfect Strangers? Things like that. But not necessarily this. And that's a true story. I've Googled those things. Like, I like collecting weird things. I have the Amityville Horror little mock-up set over here that they did like on a very small scale for the movie, for the new one, or the new one, the 20-year-old one. I have the clouds from Ghostbusters over there, the actual master reel above Dana Barrett's apartment building, where, and it's a reel of filming ink in a tank. That's what it is. That's how they did special effects before digital. And it actually says Ghost Stoppers on the box because that was the working title of the movie.
That's so great.
Yeah, random shit like that I'm interested in. I've also tried to look up Cheers stuff, Frasier stuff. I don't have anything from those shows. Although they did sell the bar last year.
Yeah, I saw that.
And far more than I could afford. But believe me, the thought did cross my mind for a moment of, if I could get this, could I fit it into my basement? Now I'm just looking into a bowling alley. Post-arrest behavior.
Actually, a duck pin alley is what I'm looking into. Seriously. I'm Willy Wonka.
You are.
On vacation, we played duck pin bowling in Charleston and had a wonderful, it was so fun. You ever do duck pin bowling?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like bowling in a smaller alley with a smaller ball and smaller pins. And it's like, the pins are like on strings. It used to be you would set them up, but the pins are on strings and they come up and down. It's like a mini bowling alley, but it's like, feels like a bowling alley. Okay. I could fit one out there. I just got to figure out who can build it. Anyway, post-arrest behavior, that panic or that cover-up. The state hit the jury with this. James Craig from jail. Look, if he had not done this stuff, I think he might have actually had a chance at getting away with it. He allegedly asked someone to kill the lead detective.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He
tried to get people to fake testimony, saying Angela was suicidal. And then he even sent his daughter a letter asking her to create a deep fake video of her dead mother confessing to suicide.
Oh, he's resourceful.
Resourceful, or are we getting delusional at this point? I mean, is this a man who's really going into delusional territory where he thinks that these things are going to save his ass? I mean, is this like flailing? And he's just throwing every idea out there and see what sticks. But in the same time, he's incriminating himself 10 times over.
Yeah.
The defense had fired back that he's a cheater, not a killer. They didn't suggest James Craig's personal life or sugarcoat James Craig's personal life. He was a serial cheater, a bad husband, a liar. They admitted it. And they even said, good job, you proved he's a cheater. But that doesn't make him a killer. They said Angela was emotionally broken. She may have taken her own life, and that James, in a messed up, codependent way, may have helped her. From all the years of cheating, she felt depressed, and that's maybe why she took her life, they tried to say.
Because like you were a shit husband and she became suicidal?
Yeah. It's like having your cake and eating it too. It's like, well, that'd be like an indirect kill, I guess. Can't really be charged. That's not murder. Or is it? I don't know. I mean, that sort of stuff is interesting. When we dig deeper into the psychological end of things. We had that case where that young woman encouraged her friend to kill himself. She even sat on the phone with him until he did it. And she was charged. But if it's done in a more maniacal, slow-moving, calculated sort of way in terms of breaking somebody down until they don't want to be here anymore, there seems to be no consequences for that. It's only when it's wrapped up in a nice tight bow saying, go ahead, do it. The other way is just looked at as, well, that's a domestic issue. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The defense also hammered what investigators didn't do. They never tested the pill bottle on Angela's nightstand. They didn't search her personal computer. They photographed items and then left them untouched, they claimed. The defense told the jury, if you're going to convict someone of murder, you better be damn sure. And this investigation, they say, had blind spots. Well, did a sloppy investigation mean someone didn't do it, or just a system rushed the process? In the end, it was the guilty end of the stick that James Craig picked. The sentencing is actually going on right now as we record this. I don't know. I'm going to take a check here. Have you been watching to see where, if they've wrapped that part yet, to see what the sentence is?
Nope, I haven't seen it.
Life sentence is what he got 11 minutes ago. Judge Shea Whitaker sentenced James Craig to life without the possibility of parole, a mandatory sentence for first-degree murder in Colorado. He was convicted today and other charges earlier in the day by the trial jury.
The judge commented that he created a path of destruction as wide as a tornado and just as devastating.
Yeah. Let's see what he can do in jail. Or in prison. Because people like this, they're human tornadoes. They will continue to twirl. It's just still be more confined now. It'd be interesting.
Maybe he can help clean teeth.
In jail. Oh, that'd be interesting.
They won't give him one of the scrapers. They might just give him some floss.
Don't they like make like shivs out of like toothbrushes and stuff?
Yeah, they could.
He's going to be the shiv man.
Yeah.
Go talk to the shiv man. I don't know. I imagine there'll be some, I don't know, I would guess primitive dental work going on in prison in the land of James Craig. Yeah. Would you trust him? Would you trust him to do your dental work?
No.
If you're in prison and you have an option here, and you can either go to the prison dentist who's just going to pull your tooth, even if it doesn't need to be pulled, or take an attempt at James Craig working on it, that would not necessarily result in the tooth being pulled, but you don't know. Just get it pulled?
I would.
Yeah. Not give James. I don't know. I mean, he didn't seem to be doing it, at least as far as we know, like in his practice that he was going to do anything.
Isn't that weird to be ethical in your practice, but just a horrific piece of shit at home?
It's the ego. That's what it is. It's the ego that's driving that, because he has to be good. Well, and he really wasn't that good over there because he was in financial straits as well. But yeah. I think he wanted to think of himself as being good. So you wouldn't necessarily, well, I was going to say you wouldn't necessarily destroy that, but he also wanted to think of himself as being good in his marriage as well, or others to think of that. So I guess, yeah, he probably knows no end to his destruction. I'd imagine if you dig deeper into his life, there's probably a very, very long trail that goes beyond just this. This was just the latest thing in the wake that finally did him in. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us there, and then you can let us know your thoughts. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading so you don't miss any of our coverage right here. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.